This is the Mind Your Business podcast.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Mind Your Business podcast. My name is Matt Williams. I'm joined, as ever, by my very good friend, Alan Clark. How's your week going, Alan? You having a good one?
I am having a really good week, full of energy and full of focus, and can't quite believe it's Thursday already.
I can't believe it's July already. Spoiler alert, we record this a little bit behind when we push it live, so it's already July here. It's probably middle of July by the time you're listening to this. I mean, we're 6 months through the year already, Alan. It's bonkers. And you imagine, I was listening the other day to a clip from our very first podcast. We were saying about this is the year of the entrepreneur. And I tell you what, that has played out. I was listening to something on the radio the other day about all these people that have been on furlough and have used furlough as a springboard to set up their business. And that is definitely what I'm seeing. And that probably leads us a little bit into what we're going to talk about today. So what are we talking about today, Mr. Clark?
So we're going to talk about mindset. Again, and my reason why I say again is because it does come up, but it is called Mind Your Business. So we've got this perfect balance going on between, I guess, business and the psychology of business. But going a bit more specific today, is there a thing called an entrepreneur mindset? Is there a thing called an employee mindset? And actually, are there barriers to business owners and entrepreneurs, especially new ones, that may still have an employee mindset holding them back when what they really need is an entrepreneur mindset? So that's what we're going to get into today.
Already, my mind is whirring with this one. Because I tell you, do you know when this hit me? Because there is a difference. My default position is there is absolute difference in mindset between entrepreneur and employee. And it hit me when early on in my business, I went and played golf. Right back in the days where you could just go and play golf. And I went and played golf on a Friday afternoon with a guy who was an employee. And he was there like, isn't it lovely? We got the afternoon off to play golf. And I'm sitting there thinking, I mean, the golf's great, but I've got so much I'm going to have to do tomorrow morning now because my business doesn't stop because I'm not there. I've got this stuff that's going to happen. And that was the first time it hit me that like having an afternoon off is very different if it's your business compared with if you're an employee. And that's, yeah, that's where my mind goes. I mean, I guess we're both uniquely placed to deal with this. Not only are we going through this ourselves, we've both been employees, we've now both business owners, but our clients are all, certainly all of mine, have been employees and are now entrepreneurs. And so we're talking about this subconsciously, I think, all the time. So what's your take on it, Alan? Have you got an entrepreneur mindset, or are you still stuck in the employee mindset, or are you somewhere in the middle?
I would say, oh, it's a great question. I would say 60-40 entrepreneur to employee. If you'd asked me off the cuff 2 weeks ago, or actually, if I'm really honest, this week at some point, I would have said maybe 80% entrepreneur, 20% employee.
So what's happened then? Why have you gone backwards?
I think I've actually just had a bit of insight, a bit of reflection, and realised that. I think one of the big benefits about entrepreneurship is about unlimited thinking and possibility, unlimited possibility, and going right out, first of all, in terms of what's possible, what's truly is possible, and then going at it, hell for leather, making it happen. And I'm not sure I've got a big idea, and I'm not sure I have been putting everything behind it in terms of my being, because there is something that is keeping me limited. And I, you know, I could have explained that as something else. But actually, when I was reflecting back to my role as an employee, that element of employment is, you know, yes, you might have a lot of flexibility within your role, but it's still quite constricted. You're still in a certain role in a certain department with a boss, working on a certain area of the business, and it's usually got a certain rhythm to it. It's usually monthly or weekly or quarterly, and there's a predictability to it. And I think that I have been still subconsciously operating in that sort of created limitation versus the pure entrepreneur of, here is my idea, what would be possible if I really went for that and then really go for it. So that's where I'm at. And I'm delighted. I'm saying this with a smile on my face, because actually I'm now seeing an extra bit of performance, an extra bit of drive, an extra bit of enthusiasm for me over the second half of 2021, now that I've realised that, and getting ready to go. But you're right, there is a thing, and that's just part of it. The other thing for me is a big one, is usually employees get paid monthly or weekly. And that monthly thing, I've realised that I've still subconsciously used to that sort of monthly. But actually, that rule doesn't hold. It doesn't need to be that way as an entrepreneur. You could make, I don't know, 200,000 next week and then nothing for a full year. And it might seem really bizarre for the monthly, but it's entirely possible. And actually, if you did do that, then look at all that freedom you've got to then create something else and create something else. So it's a completely different mindset, I think it's the right word. And the more we realise what is possible with entrepreneurship, I just think we can step into its full power sooner and enjoy all the positives of entrepreneurship, because there are real challenges, we know that, and we've covered a lot of them in these podcasts, but there's huge opportunities there too.
Okay, I'm going to try and what I thought when we started this podcast, what we might be able to do is take each section that we talk about and take one kind of learning out of it. And it feels like one of the main differences between entrepreneur mindset and employee mindset is this concept of barriers, and that on employees' mindset has got some default barriers within it, right? The role of the job, the overarching kind of parameters within which that business works. Whereas as an entrepreneur, taking back to the very first thing you said, is that unlimited thinking piece, right? As an entrepreneur, you are the captain of your ship, right? The master of your own destiny. If that's what you want to do, apply yourself, put the work ethic in, and you can achieve that. And that's the fundamental, or one of the fundamental differences, I think, between these two mindsets. And I think it's really interesting, your last comment there about this monthly pay, and that employees are paid every month on time, right? And it doesn't, there might be a bit of commission and a bonus, but generally it doesn't vary from month to month. And lots of entrepreneurs, especially in early stages or businesses that are going through stress and growth and scaling up, that's an issue for entrepreneurs, is that they need, you know, the reality is financial life revolves around months, mm-hmm. right? Your mortgage goes out every month, mm-hmm. your rent goes out every month, all your bills every month, right? And so, and if you've come into a business from an employee role, as I was talking to two guys today setting up a recruitment business, they've come out of really nice paid jobs, and their biggest stress is, can the business in 3 months' time, when we run out of personal savings, can the business be providing us with an income? And that's their only sole focus. And the trick for me is to get them to look past that, because it will, right? First step, You're obviously good at what you do. We know the market's positive. That bit's not the problem. The problem is, can you spend enough time, headspace, entrepreneur mindset, to build your brand and build your culture and understand what you want to do? Because they haven't got, they were quite upfront, we don't have a business plan, we just know we're good at what we do. That being said, once entrepreneurs get up and running, a habit that lots of them get into is just taking money as and when they need it. So they'll take 1,000 here, 1,500 there, the mortgage is going out tomorrow, let's take another amount, bang, 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 bang. And my job as an accountant, and accountants' jobs up and down the country, the job we have is trying to do some kind of basic tax planning and business protection stuff around this to make sure they're taking the right amount out and they're not leaving the business short and they're not paying too much tax. And so whilst you're saying one of the big freedoms of an entrepreneur mindset is to be able to take what you want and not be a slave to the month, as an accountant, all we're trying to do is say to clients, stop taking all this money willy-nilly, right? It's either because they're taking it here, there and everywhere, don't realise how much they're taking, or we have it the other way, is that they don't take enough out because they're scared that the business will run out of cash. So they're scrimping away at home with 20 grand sat in the bank in the company. So all of our work is around, what do you need to run life at home? And let's get that out of the business every month. So we get you onto that monthly cycle. And you know what? We have people that jump from, they're taking 2.5 grand, and we say, no, you should be taking 4. That's what you were earning. That's what the business... And it's tough for a few months, and they just becomes the norm, and they realise that's where they should be. And then you can take the benefits on top of that. But it's interesting that your mind goes to breaking down the monthly thing, and my mind is going straight to, no, we need to build that structure in.
But I love that, because what and you know, this breaking down the monthly thing for me is, it's extremely recent. You know, that this is just an insight I've had really recently. But it is a man-made thing, or a people-made thing, isn't it? You're right. The world of finance operates monthly. We've all got mortgages and bills, which is all monthly, and life is monthly, and we earn to cover monthly, right? I guess where I'm coming from is that how much does that limit, though, what we're going after? And
100%. That was my next point, actually.
Yeah.
The danger of not pivoting from employee to employer, sorry, not employer, an entrepreneur mindset. So the danger of not transferring quickly enough from employee to entrepreneur mindset, the danger there is that you make very short-term decisions, I think, because you are only focused on the output of an employee mindset, which is your monthly pay. So you do all your business decisions on short-termism. Am I going to get the 3,000 I need this month? Make that. So take the wrong clients on, do the wrong sort of work. Don't nurture the top end of your pipeline, because you're just dealing with the people that can pay you today. All of that is short-termism, and it stops you from making the proper, you know, giving yourself that clearing to think and doing the proper entrepreneurial thinking that you need for month 12, month 18, month 24, rather than day 12, day 18, day 24. That's the danger that I'm always talking to clients about. And it is all about that mindset of, if you've come from an employee, you're just focused, because you've got life at home, right? Your loved ones and your, you know, your kids, they're relying on you to pay the mortgage. And so they are, if you're not careful, they will force you to make short-term decisions, because they're protecting the family, aren't they, at that point? They don't care about your little pet project business. They want to make sure the mortgage is paid. But those are conversations we have all the time.
And being an employee, you know, a lot of it, so much is looked after for you, you know, PAYE. So you don't really need to worry about tax at all. You get a number at the end of it, and that's what you've got to play with, you know. And that's deeply ingrained, you know. That's a way, the longer you are an employee, that's the way life is. So then to snap out of that does in fact take you to snap out of that and realize, well now I've got the money, have an accountant give me some brilliant advice. I still think that there is a fundamental shift available for us to get from employee to entrepreneur. So do you remember a few podcasts back we talked about the concept of learn, unlearn, relearn as the most valuable way of thinking in 2020?
Big skill you need.
This right. Century, actually, wasn't it? This whole employee versus entrepreneur is a perfect subject to apply learn, unlearn, relearn to that, because there's a lot about being an employee that if you unlearn and relearn how to be a phenomenal entrepreneur, the huge, huge advantage.
Absolutely. And one of the big learnings you need to take when you're setting off on your business journey, and one that is crazy that it's not the first thought of every business owner, is that everything you do needs to have some profit in it. And if it doesn't, you need to stop doing it. And whether that's working with specific clients, doing certain services or selling certain products, if it doesn't generate a bottom line, you're better off binning it off and doing something different with your time. And if you're an employee mindset, you're probably not used to having those things. You do what you're told and you run that. So you run that shop, whether it's profitable or not, whether the rent's stupid. And do you know what? I've been watching a TV show recently. We haven't talked about my TV watching habits for a few podcasts. Have you seen Jeremy Clarkson's Farm on Amazon?
No.
It's on Amazon Prime. You may or may not like Jeremy Clarkson because he is very Marmite. However, and my wife hates Jeremy Clarkson. However, she watched this whole show with me because it's just fundamentally interesting TV. It's a guy who's never run a farm before. He owns a farm, but he's never run it. Suddenly now has to run it because the guy who was running it for him is retired. And it's funny, right? Because he's an idiot and he makes mistakes. However, he has got an employee mindset because everything else he does, he's an employee, he's a presenter, right? He gets paid to do something and he stops. Whereas a farm is a big multi-service, multi-product business with lots of different employees, lots going on. And you see the decisions that he makes as an employee with that employee mindset. And it's summed up in the bit of sheep, like shepherd work that he does, right? So he's got a farm and he's got loads of grass that he needs cutting. And he decides, well, I could buy the right attachment for my tractor and mow it. But what I'm going to do is get sheep because they'll mow it for me. And then at the end of the year, I have some lambs, I can sell it, I'll make some money. And that is the sole thinking behind it, right? He doesn't do any numbers, doesn't see if there's any profit in it. And then it goes through and he has lots of fun and games chasing sheep around his farm and he does all the birthing of the lambs and, you know, it's all very nice. And then you see a scene near the end where he's shearing all the sheep. And he's, you know, he's got two shepherds in shearing. He's got a guy from the Sheep Association helping him mark it up and sell it. And he says to the guy, how much do we get per fleece then? You know, big old sheep's fleeces. And the guy says, that one there is about 30p. And he looks at it and he says, hold on. So I've got 76 sheep times 30p. So that's going to make me, I don't know, 30 quid. And he's like, but the shepherds are costing me £200 each. Plus you're here, plus I've got to. And he's like, and you can see it dawn on him. And then he's like, and then a bit later on, the sheep go off to the abattoir, the lambs. And he comes back and he's like, oh, do you not realise because all the restaurants are closed because it's COVID, the price of sheep's dropped. It's 30% of what it was. And so you used to see him, and he's, so if he'd have, entrepreneur mindset, you would think would be to get the sheep, but actually it was to go and buy the proper tool for the job. He didn't do any of the numbers at the start, and at the end, he's lost about £6,000-£7,000 on this enterprise, but he was never at any point looking at profit until the very end. And that's the employee mindset. Entrepreneur mindset has to be, cost it out, project it, understand whether it's got profit in it, and as soon as you know it doesn't have profit, stop it. So there you go. pop culture and business mindset work in one little section.
And what about this concept of one's more limited than the other? Is that fair and accurate? What do you think?
I think it is. I think too many... I tell how you can tell it plays out and the limits become kind of solid, so the actual blockages of growth. If you set a business up and you don't have that entrepreneur mindset, there's only one thing you're going to end up with, and that's a worse job than you had before. So it's got all the hallmarks of a job, right? You're a slave to the 9-to-5. It doesn't earn any money if you're not doing it. But because you don't have all the benefits of being an employee of someone else, you get less pay, more stress, more hours, no ability to take time off. That's the danger if you walk into a business with an employee mindset. You need to be able to think past yourself as the only employee, or yourself as the only mechanism of making money, for it to be able to become a thing that can grow on its own. And it's difficult. And that is the biggest step between employee and entrepreneur mindset, is that step into employment or partnering with someone or making it something bigger than just you, the individual. I think it's, and that is a really hard step to take, because you don't learn that in school. You can't go to, even if you do a business degree, you don't learn that, do you? So yeah, I think there is definite, I mean, limits is possibly not the word I would use, because if you don't want to run your own business, and you're then having an employee mindset can take you a long way, can't it? But if you're off to, create the next Amazon, you'd be suicidal to do it without that ability to turn on your entrepreneur mindset.
So do you think people listening to this, do you think that's thrown up some fresh insights, that distinction between a entrepreneur mindset and an employee mindset? Do you think there's enough in that for people to go, yep, and I'm going to make a shift? Or do you think we need to try and go again in the few minutes we've got to try and
land a point? I think there's other points. Yeah, there's other points to make, because I've got a few clients now that are much further ahead of me in their business journey. Well, I've been working with them for years. They'd already been established before I started working with them. And some of the favourite bits of my job are watching business owners kind of flourish, right? So I've got one, and you know him, I'm not going to name him, but I know he listens, who, when I met him, he was on the tools all day long. And he is now not on the tools at all, and hasn't been for 3 years now. And his business has gone from renting, a storage facility to owning its own purpose-built building to produce what they produce. But it's really interesting that his mindset has shifted. He was an employee mindset, right? Absolutely. He turned up, he produced the product, sold the product, but most of his focus was on the doing. And then now he's got two more businesses than he had when he started. He's got back. If you go back 4 years, we were saying you need to get into selling. You just need to be selling this business, talking to your customers, cultivating relationships. And he's like, I don't like that. I don't want to do that. It's not me. And now the other day he was moaning because he had to bloody switch on a machine in the workshop because he hadn't been in the workshop for like 2 years. And the staff are like, you need to stay well out of here. You're not safe anymore. You haven't used this machinery for 3 years. It's all moved on. And to see that, he's become, I had this, you've gone past being someone who owns a business to being a proper business owner. And not of just one business, but of three businesses. And it happened very slowly. There wasn't a point where it clicked and he suddenly went from one to the other. But his mindset now is firmly in that entrepreneur. And he makes the decisions that you would expect from someone that is running a business rather than being that, working within the business. But it's not, there's no quick fix, right? You don't suddenly click your fingers and become it. And just because you've got the drive to set up a business, yeah, you've got probably 50% of the mindset, but there's experience forms a huge part of it. And until you've done it and lived it, I think it's difficult to become fully rounded as an entrepreneur until you've actually, something's gone wrong, or something's had to pivot, or COVID's happened, or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I making sense?
No, you are. And just, you know, distinctions work for me. Going back to you brilliantly highlighted the distinction of a business owner and owning a business. And I think that's really helpful. Really helpful. When I heard that, stuff definitely came up for me in my business too. But that's so entrepreneur employee is a really helpful distinction to help people see where they're at and what shifts they can make and the benefit. But that as well, what you said about owning a business and business owner, for me again, that throws up.
But it might sound like semantics, right? But if you ask. So if someone asks me, what do? I do not say I'm an accountant anymore. Not just because I don't want to be the accountant in the room. I tell people I own an accountancy business. And they say, oh, so you're an accountant? I say, well, I used to be. Now I run an accountancy business. And that might sound twee, but that is fundamental to my mindset as to what I do for my day job, right? I don't consider myself an accountant like the team consider themselves accountants, because they're doing accountancy all day long and I'm not. I'm running a business all day long now. And that, whatever walk of life you're in, think of it that way. If someone asks you what you are you a plumber or do you own a plumbing business? Are you an architect or do you run an architect's practice? Might sound very similar. And if it does, then you're probably closer to the employee end of the spectrum than you are the entrepreneur end of the spectrum. But that's it's important that you make that distinction and then you live that statement, because as soon as you can kid yourself really easily with this, can't you? But if you're a plumber, then fine, go and be a plumber. If you run a plumbing business, then run your plumbing business. Don't be a plumber.
That's brilliant. I mean, that's really, really clear, and it gives people room to move. Because that distinction resonates with everyone, and everyone can see where they are on that scale. And then it becomes a choice, doesn't it? But I think definitely in this podcast, for sure, there are clear insights to take if you're up for it to make the shift to a more entrepreneurial owning a business mindset.
And it will give you, long term, you'll make better decisions and you'll be a bit more at peace with yourself and where your business is. And it's not a failure to not be 100% in the entrepreneur mindset yet. Even if you're 10 years into your business, because it's a skill you learn, it's not a switch you can flick.
And it's clarity again, a word I love, clarity, but there's real clarity in that as well. What is this thing called entrepreneurship, and what's this thing called employee mindset, and where am I, and where do I want to be, and what would be the benefit if I made a shift? You know, that there's clarity in that, and you know, I think that's, for me, there's been a lot of powerful insights in this podcast today.
Excellent. Well, I think we should probably leave it there then, rather than go off and ramble on for too long and change your opinion. That's that then, really. So I think next week we're going to be talking potentially about something that links in a bit to this. So we've been talking about whether forecasts are beneficial, whether having a plan, having a forecast is useful to a business owner. And I think I use this as a test as to whether people, where they are on the, I haven't really thought about it as the entrepreneur or employee mindset, but this is where I use to, with early stage businesses, this is how I use it to gauge whereabouts they are, where my advice needs to be pitched. Because it's one of those tasks that if you've got that spark of entrepreneur mindset, you'll have a go at it. You won't necessarily get it right. And there's an argument that no forecast is ever right. but you'll have a go at it and you can see how it's built. And if you've got an employee mindset, it's probably so alien to your way of thinking that we start a bit further back, closer to the beginning, and bring them along. So I'm really looking forward to talking about that next week. In the meantime, we are smashing. Our numbers are phenomenal at the moment, and I'm proud of what we're creating here, Alan. And I just want to, as ever, say a massive thanks to those of you that are listening, because it's amazing. Every day, even a day where we don't post any content, don't post a podcast, we get so many listeners now. It's just, it still blows my mind. But yeah, that's half an hour now. I'm going to leave it be. Have you got anything, any final thoughts, Alan, before we let everyone go?
I've loved the conversation. I've loved it. I do think there's real nuggets and value to take from this. I think this is one of these podcasts you need to listen to two or three times to get the, honestly, I do mean that. So
if you could listen on various different devices, perhaps I'd view
it. I think that's excellent. I'm certainly going to be listening to it again. But yeah, and you're right, the figures coming through are magic. So thank you guys for listening. We love the feedback, and you know, just keep it coming. We're in the second half of this year, and we're going, aren't we, Matt?
This is it. We haven't even got going yet. This is lots more to come. Okay, guys, we'll see you next week for another Mind Your Business podcast. See you later.
This is the Mind Your Business podcast.